Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. It is 3:05 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're going to get it together. Oh, yes, we are. This is your hostess, Go Ask Val, on 11/11. Happy Veterans Day, 11/11/2020. Double, 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 double. Let's go with alignment. Communication challenges for the Mercury retrograde is still in its after effects and shadow work. I gave myself 15 minutes and then tried to go live from my phone. So if there is a bunch of empty space before this recording, my deepest and sincere apologies. We're here now and we are learning how to use this software. So that being said, I believe I labeled this one 5 ways to stop overthinking. How many of you have been into that mental calisthenics? I don't know. Well, for sake of time, let's jump right in at this point. Five ways. Starting with writing your intention down, writing your goal down. What is it that you want to do for your day or your week or wherever you find yourself overthinking? If it's not a day thing, it may be a goal, an exercise goal. It may be starting a business, which business to start. Write it down. Get a piece of paper. Get a pencil. And don't be so hard on yourself. Number 2, don't be so hard on yourself. What does that really mean? How do we put that in a proactive application? It says lighten up, maybe play some background music, get in a comfortable place, laugh a little bit, loosen up, get the tension out of your face, your neck, your arms, your body, and relax. Take a deep breath. It's not the end of the world. No matter what they say, it's not the end of the world. So, you making that decision, you have the time that you need. You have the space that you need. Let's hop to it. Number 3, grab a friend. If you don't have any friends, family, close people that you can trust, then it's time to tap in even harder and deeper into the metaphysical world of spirituality, those things that are not seen, but they result in the things that are seen. And so what you want to do is tap into your enthusiasm. Where do I get excited? How is the best outcome possible? What can I think of instead of swirling around and flipping around in my brain? How about I take one particular idea about this challenge that I have and just see it all the way through? Even if it's a fantasy kind, what you don't want to do is get stuck in the process. Well, that can never happen because X, Y, Z. You know, even if I did win that, then WKF or whatever. So it says, see the project, the creativity process all the way through to the end. Number 4, work from the desired outcome back to the point of action. So if you want the desired outcome to be a new job, a baby, better relationship, see that thing manifested, see where you are now, work your way backwards from that manifested outcome. How did I get there? Use Florida as the example. I see myself in Orlando, Florida. It's sunny. There's oranges everywhere. That's, you know, a mental picture of Florida. The shape of Florida looks like a handle. And so how did I get there? 1, I went there in my mind's eye. 2, I've been there physically. 3, I've been there to a place of airlines and airports, and you know, I've arrived in different modes and modalities. What would be the easiest for me right now to believe is believable? I can pretend I have the airplane. I can pretend I have the money. I can pretend, and it allows the brain to move forward. But if you stop at but changes your outcome. And so see yourself doing, being, feeling, use all your sensory details, smell Florida, feel the warm wind, see the Disney sign off of the highway, and then say, how did I get there? Okay, that was by car. Or if I were in the airplane, I'm looking down on the squares of the city and the land, and we're landing soon. Hear the pilot saying that we're going to be touching down in a few minutes. And, you know, just go through the motions. See how your body responds to that. You're reducing the mental jumping jacks. And so watch throughout your day. Here's number five. Watch throughout your day, throughout your moments. Watch your reality, your imagination come into fruition. Why? Because you've moved stuff out the way. And you didn't make it depend on physical attributes. You put it on spiritual and emotional things that are not tangible, and you're bringing it out of that world into the world of tangibility. And so even when you smelled the fresh air and you heard the music from, you know, the Epcot Center or whatever, I don't know, I haven't actually been to Disney yet, but you see the Mickey Mouse ears, you see the tourist. You really get into it. That's what it means to be intuitive, to get into it enthusiastically. Okay? That's five. How did you do? Comment, subscribe, share with me. What is your challenge? How have you been jumping all around in your brain? And how are you going to take a break? Take a break from the circle and the cycle of rat race in your brain. Sit down with a piece of paper. Get quiet and relaxed. Get rejuvenated before you start. See it as something fun. And then start to reverse engineer. Start to really pour into your sensory details what that place looks like, what that emotional state looks like, your relationship with your spouse or significant other. You see both of you sitting down at the table. You want to eat together more. You want to have dinner together more. You want to have more meals together cooking. See yourself doing that. Make space in the kitchen for them to be there. Invite what you want into your space. Give it room. Give it clarity, give it direction, point the arrows toward your success and follow it, because where you put your energy, that's where your imagination flows. Where you put your imagination, that is where your energy flows. You're probably not going to go grab a hamburger if you're thinking about apples and oranges and fresh fruit. It's two different frequencies. You're not going to manifest the beautiful, wonderful things in your life if you are speaking about the negative things. So fill your mouth with good things. Allow a thought to come into your mind about your desired outcome, and then play with that thought. Flirt with it. Observe it without becoming so wrapped up in it, you know? If you wrap up in it, do it loosely. You know, let your plans be fluid. And watch, 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 watch. Expect and anticipate that what you think about is going to expand like a balloon. See yourself blowing up that thought like a balloon, a big red balloon. You're putting your air into it. You're putting your words into it. You're putting creativity into it. Every breath. Every single breath exaggerates your goal out of the head, through the mouth, into the balloon. And watch it manifest. That's all I have for you today. It's a 15-minute show. I thank you for being here. Feel free to be a listener supporter of the Go Ask Val show. Cash App supporters, $GoAskVal, $GoAskVal. PayPal supporters, Valerie _JEFF at hotmail.com. Those are the two opportunities at this time. I really appreciate you. I appreciate your effort, your application to make your dreams happen. Tell me about them. I will add energy and fuel to your success. And I'll tell you about mine. It's to grow this audience. So you can help me by forwarding these podcasts, Valcast, and I will help you when I read your comments, and I will send good vibrations, good vibrations, and I will see you all as I close it down on the other side. Goodbye for now, and take care.